Welcome everybody online and welcome everybody here.
欢迎在座的各位，也欢迎网上的各位。
Can't believe this is the last week of January.
我无法想象已经到了一月的最后一个星期了。
So what happened?
发生了什么事情呢？
Originally, this sermon was meant to be called The Presence of God.
本来呢，这个今天的正道的题目是讲到神的同在。
As I was putting it down on paper, the Lord convicted my heart.
当我把神的同在这四个字放下的时候呢，神又对我有一个感动。
I really believe God spoke to me in my heart.
我就相信呢，神有在我心里对我说话。
He says, "What is the purpose?"
然后
of my presence.
我在问神，在问说，那我同在的目的是什么呢？
So as an obedient child of God, I changed my title to Purpose of God's Presence.
那作为一个顺服的孩子，我就把这个题目改成了神的同在的目的。
Amen. You know, Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 1 says this.
传道书七章一节说。
By the way, I recommend those of you who knows multiple languages to listen to Mandarin or Chinese audible Bible on Ecclesiastes.
如果你们能够听懂两个语言的话，我建议你们去听中文版本的那个特别的版本。
It sounds far more powerful than English.
听那个中文的版本觉得好有能力哦，比听英文还要有能力。
Far more wiser.
感觉好像他那个语言也更有智慧。
When I listen to the Chinese version of the Ecclesiastes, it sounds like some wise ancient man in China speaking to me.
我如果去听那个中文的那个音响版本的时候，我会发现像是一个古代的有智慧的男人在对我说话的感觉。
Try it.
大家试一试。
I try it this week, right? Just try and listen to Ecclesiastes in Chinese.
这一试，就这一周，我们试一试，来听一下那个传道书的那个朗读版。
And suddenly you love the book.
你会突然觉得好喜欢这本书。
Hallelujah. It says in chapter 7, verse 1, said, A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of birth.
七章一节是这么说的，名誉强如美好的膏油，人死去的日子胜过他出生的日子。
This is exactly the opposite of how we think today.
这个跟我们如今的想法是截然相反的。
We always celebrate our birthdays.
我们总是来庆祝我们的生日。
And we mourn in our death.
然后我们死去的时候呢，就会去悲哀。
This is wisdom.
这个才叫做真智慧。
What is he trying to tell us?
这里面在告诉我们什么呢？
Why is our death better than the day of our birth?
为什么死的日子还胜过出生的日子呢？
I heard the other day, Amy was telling me how their relatives say to them, that's why babies, when they're born, they cry.
这是为什么？我还那天跟 Amy 聊天的时候，她说她的亲戚是这样跟她说的，她说这就是为什么婴儿出生的时候会哭。
Did they, when they're born, say, Hi, everybody, I'm so happy, celebrate, hallelujah.
那婴儿出生的时候是不是特别开心的说，哎，大家好，我终于来到这个世上了。
Every baby cry as though they're about...
每个婴儿出生的时候都是以哭泣开始的。
Why am I born?
为什么我要出生在这个世上？
Because he knows.
因为他知道。
No one's telling him, life is not easy.
因为没有人会告诉他说生活会不容易。
But the world keep telling you, if your life is not difficult, it's not normal.
那世界上就会告诉你说，如果你的生命中没有苦难的话，那就不正常了。
But the baby will tell you it is.
但是那个婴儿会告诉你，真是这么回事。
And we have to face the fact, life will always be bumpy.
所以我们需要知道，我们的人生永远都是要走
曲线的。Enjoy the time when it's good, but there will be other times when it's not so good.
那有好的日子呢，我们就去欢喜；那也有不好的日子。
And as a Christian, we should not take the world into the church.
那我们作为基督徒呢，不要把世界和教会混淆。
Our journey in life It's gonna full of adventures.
那我们的人生会有很多的冒险记。
And there will be difficulties.
也有会很多的困难。
But we must not view difficulties the same way as the world.
但是我们不应该像世上的人看苦难的那种方式来看我们的苦难。
And we have to see that we're on a journey home.
我们是需要看到我们在回家的路上。
When do we arrive home?
我们什么时候才到家呢？
The day of our death.
我们死去的日子才到家。
Amen.That's why for Christians, life is not over.
所以啊，对基督徒来说，回到家也不代表生命就没了。
For the people in the world, life is over.
但是 for 世上的人来说，回到家就真的是生命没了。
But when God gives you life, life cannot be destroyed.
如果神把生命给你，那个生命是不会朽坏的。
So you go on living.
所以你会继续活着。
Many people think life stops at death.
很多人都会认为一旦死了生命就结束了。
When God breathes a spirit into our life, that spirit cannot be destroyed.
但是当神向我们的生命中吐了那口气息的时候，那样的生命是不会朽坏的。
Life cannot be destroyed by death.
生命是不会被死亡所战胜的。
Life continues on after death.
生命会一直持续下去，哪怕死亡之后的持续。
The question is, where?
问题是在哪？
For Christians, which Ecclesiastes is saying,It's a day when we rejoice because we're going home.
所以在传道书告诉我们，我们死去的日子会特别好，因为我
们都会开心，回家了，
都会回家了。
Amen. 回家了。
Go home.
Every time I spent 10 years traveling in business all over the world, and every time when I go home, I look forward to it.
我每次在外面出差，在外头跑来飞来飞去，我最想的就是回家。
Because I know my family will be there.My dog will be there.
因为我知道，我每次一回到家，我的家人会在，我的狗也会在。
It's somewhere I want to be.
总是我很想回去的地方。
When you and I die,
当你和我死去的时候
，it will be somewhere where we want to be.
你们也会很想回到天堂的家。
We go home.
当我们回家了
，we carry on living.
我们会继续在家里面继续活着。
But if you don't know Jesus,
但是如果不知道耶稣的话
，life carries on.
生命还是如此的活着。
But in hell.
但是如地狱般的活着。
We must tell people this is the truth.
所以我们必须把这样的真理告诉他人。
One time when I spoke about this in our church, we lost 3 people.
有一次我在教会里面讲到了这个道的时候，三个人我们就消失了。
They never came back to church.
他再也不回来教会了。
Well, I hope you all come back next week.
我希望下周还能见到你们。
But the truth is difficult.
但是真理有的时候很难
接受。Forget about the theologians or philosophers. Don't risk it.
不要去想那些什么哲学家、神学家之类的。
You could be a professor and deny there is a hell or whatever. Who cares?
你可以是神学教授，但是你可能都会去否认什么地狱
之类的事情。What happens if you're wrong?
那万一你要是错的呢？
Because I rather believe the Bible.
我都宁可相信圣经。
Jesus spoke about the hell more than anything else.
因为耶稣基督提到地狱都比别人提得多。
Because that's the heart of the gospel.
因为这是福音的一个重要的核
心。Jesus came to save us from hell.
因为耶稣要把我们从地狱里面救出来。
Amen. Life.Carries on.
生命还会继续。
The moment when you're born, life is given to you, and life will never cease to exist.
所以你一旦出生以后，生命就给你了。这个生命不是自己要活着，是给你的。
So we rejoice when it's our turn to go home.
所以当我们有回家的这个美好的时候，我们就要开心。
Before we go home,
在我们回家之前
，God wants us to learn something.
神却想让你我学些功课
，to be experienced about something.
想要经历一些事情。
And so He planned and designed that all the lessons will be in those bumpy times and happy times.
所以神呢就做了一个计划，在你一生曲折的道路上面，你要学各样的功课。
To prepare you, to qualify you, so that when you go home.You'll find that God will give you something else to do, give you a position in heaven.
所以啊，他要预备你，也要知道，当你回家了以后，神会给你其他的事情，也会预备把你预备好了。
We reign with Christ.
所以我们会跟神一起来同作王。
Amen. And we are not all equal.
我们不是在那个国王国都是一样的。
We reign in different ways.
每个人都会做王，做不同的王。
We have different jobs.
每个人有不同的事情做。
But you qualify here now.
但是你的资格是在这世上的日子拿到的。
That's why some of you must suffer more than other people.
所以有一些人吃的苦，走的弯路比别人还多。
Because your future role needs that experience.
因为你未来的那个角色需要你现在的一个经历。
Amen. Now I hope that changes the way you see your life.
我希望这个能够改变你看你人生的方法。
Amen. So we look forward. So God, so let's set it straight. We are on a journey.
所以我们再说一遍，我们在这个旅程当中。
The roads will be bumpy.
这个路上一定是曲折的。
Happy times and not so happy times.
有开心的时候，有难过的时候。
What happened? We're going home.
不管发生什么，这条路总是要回家的。
While we're going home.
那我们回家的时候。
The Holy God is training us.
在我们还没回家的时候，我们的神要培养我们。
For our life.That continues in heaven.
让培训我们，让我们的生命能够在永生中间持续下去。
In heaven, you don't start again.
所以在天堂的时候，你不会从头来过。
You carry on.
你从你当时结束的那个地方重新再
开始。Amen. Everyone say carry on.
所以我们都在说是继续。
You don't start again.
我们不是从头来过。
You carry on.
是继续。
So it matters what you do with your life now.
所以你如今在现今的怎么样的活很至关重要。
Because it carries on.
因为这个会继续的。
Hallelujah. But then in Psalms 139 says, verse 7-8, Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I am ascended to heaven, you are there.If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there.
诗篇139篇7到8节说，我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里去躲避你的面？我若升到天上，你在那里；我若躺在阴间，你也在那里。
One of the natures of God is that he is omnipresent.
神的一个天然性就是他就是只存在着的。
He is everywhere.
他哪里都是。
Everywhere you go,
不管你在哪里,
he's there.
他都在那里。
So the psalmist is saying,
所以诗篇在告诉我们,
when I ascend to heaven, you are there.
当我上到天上, 你也在那里。
When I'm in hell, you are there.
我哪怕到阴间, 你都在那里。
So you can't escape from God.
所以你躲不开神的。
Amen, you can't hide in your room.
你不可能躲避得了神的。
Everything you do, God knows.
不管你做什么, 神都知道。
God sees.
神也看到。
Because he is there.
因为他一直都在那里。
So God, it's the psalmist is saying.
所以诗篇在告诉我们。
Where do I go from your spirit?
我要去哪里躲避你的灵呢？
His spirit in Hebrew also means the air.
所以这个灵这个词在希伯来语里面叫做气。
The wind.
是像风一样的气。
Everywhere we go.There is air.
不管我们去到哪里，都有空气。
We are in His Spirit.
我们在神的灵当中。
Where His Spirit is where His presence is.
那他的灵在哪里，神的同在就在哪里。
And that's what the psalmist is saying.
这是为诗篇在说的东西。
So we establish that His presence is everywhere.
所以我们相信神的同在是无所不在的。
But what God is trying to give us is His manifest presence.
那神想让给你我的是那种彰显出来的同在。
The manifest presence is important.
这种彰显出来的同在很重要。
Because it appeals to our senses.
因为它会让我们的五感都有反应。
Amen. I know that God loves me in the Bible.
我知道从知识上说圣经里面告诉我神爱我。
But I want to be able to sense it.
但是我希望我的五感都能感知到。
I want to be able to feel it.
我真的想能感受得到的。
I want to experience it.
我想经历得到。
And so, God, there is in our Christian experience, we should encounter His presence.
所以当我们基督徒在经历的时候，我们一定要跟神的这种彰显的同在有遇见。
Even though He's present.
就是在他的本来就有的同在中。
But we want him to bless us with a manifestation of his presence so that I can sense it.
所以我想在本来就有的同在中间，让神把那个同在彰显到连我的五感都能够感应到。
It stimulates my senses.
能够让我的里头的五感都被激发到。
And so God's manifest presence can come in many different ways.
所以神能够彰显出来的这种同在有各种方式。
During worship, just now, during worship, can you sense His presence? It comes in as usually God's presence comes as like a pastoral, as a shepherd.
比如说刚才我们在敬拜的时候，大家有没有感知得到神的同在就是像一个牧者一样的来安抚你。
You go, that's nice.
你说哇，这样真好。
很舒服。
很舒服。 very comfortable.
You feel love.
你觉得被爱了。
You feel peace.
你觉得有平安了。
You feel joy.
你觉得有开心了。
And these are the fruit of the Spirit.
这就是圣灵的果子。
These are the manifestation of His glory.
这是神刚才荣耀的彰显。
But then sometimes His presence can come in power.
但是有的时候神的彰显的方式是用能力。
It's like you're under some kind of feel force.
所以你突然感觉到你好像在电源底下触了电的感觉。
Sometimes He can come like electricity.
有的时候有这种电源的感受。
Because you can feel it.
因为你能感觉到。
Sometimes you can come in tingling sensation.
有的时候你会感觉到那种皮肤上被扎的感觉。
Sometimes you can come like fire.
有的时候会觉得有火的感觉。
Oh, it's really hot.
所以又觉得很热。
So God can make you physically feel Him like an element of the earth. At the same time, He can make you feel in your emotions.
神不光是可以让你的五感都能感觉得到，他可以让你的那种情绪上也能感觉得到。
And those of you who felt God in your spirit,
那些你们觉得知道神在你灵当中的。
And some of you go, what's that?
你们会说什么意思？
Well, inside your spirit is something even more profound.
在你的灵里面有一个更深更深的存在。
A number of times when I'm touched in my spirit,
当我在灵里面被触碰之时,
I don't know why,
我不知道为什么,
I feel like the way I feel,
我就感觉到当时的各种感觉。
It's like you're in ecstasy,
就是,
you've taken some hard drugs,
就是反正你就好像你是跟他吸了毒一样特别的兴奋,
So Jesus is the rock,
耶稣基督是一个磐石,
but in a different sense,
但是五感感觉这个磐石的感受又不太一样。
You can't explain it.
很多时候用语言都不能完全描述出来。
Amen. Sometimes you even end up crying.
很多时候你会开始哭。
Prostrated on the floor.
你会倒在地上。
You don't know what to do.
你都不知道怎么办。
You can sit there in silence.
你可能会在那里很安静的坐着。
Because God has manifested His presence in you.
因为神就把他的彰显的同在在你生命中彰显。
This is what blesses the prayer that you pray at home.
这个就是在祝福你在家里的祷告时光。
This is what makes it so special when you put your time in devotion.
这就是当你在家里面灵修的时候的那种特别。
In your worship.
在你的在家里敬拜的时候的特别。
You never know.
因为你永远不知道
He might just surprise you.
神总是给你这样的惊喜
To let you know I'm here.
让你知道我在这
Hallelujah. We all desire that.
我们都渴望这样的
If you get that,
如果你感受过这样的
If you don't get that, you still know He's there.
你就算实在什么也没感受到你仍然凭信心知道他就在这里
Your relationship does not depend on the manifest presence of God. It depends on your faith.That you know He's there.
你的信心不会因为神的那种同在的彰显程度而改变，你的信心就决定了你知道神真的同在。
But if He manifests His presence before you, Hallelujah.
但是如果真的神要这种彰显，让你的五感都感知到了，Hallelujah.
That's why when you don't get a manifest presence when you pray, don't feel down, don't feel doubtful, don't feel as though you sin against God.
就如果你在你的祷告中间并没有刚才我说的这种五感都有反应的这种彰显的状态，你也不要来怀疑，神仍然都在。
So the question is, do you worship so that God can manifest His presence, or do you worship because you know He's there?
那你敬拜的原因是什么呢？你敬拜是因为你希望神让你的感官都感觉得到，还是你敬拜就因为他在，所以就敬拜那个在的主？
I worship because I know God is here.
我敬拜就是因为我知道神在此。
Whether I feel it or not.
不管我有感觉还是没感觉。
Hallelujah. And so when you look at other churches, like the Lutherans, the Catholics, and the Orthodox Church.
如果你去看看别的教派，各种什么天主教派呀，其他的教派都好。
When you talk about the presence of God with them, they are looking at the communion, the Eucharist.
当你去跟他们说神的同在的时候，他们可能会看到这种形式，比如是像圣餐啊，和他们所做的那种教义的形式。
What they call the sacraments.
还有他们的那些成圣了的东西。
It is the central part of their worship.
因为这个在他们眼中叫做敬拜。
Very different from the Pentecostals.
和我们这些灵恩派的人的认知是不一样。
Amen. When we do our communion, quickly hurry up.
当我们去吃圣餐的时候，我们说：“哎呀，快吃，快吃，吃完了，完事。”
Everybody have a little tub and plastic. In a Catholic church or in Orthodox church.I'll be kicked out.
我们在这里随便拿一个塑料杯子我们就算是完事了，那你要跑到中正教啊天主教的时候，那人家会把你踢出教会的，这么不严肃不严谨。
Because communion is where God manifests his presence in the bread and the wine.
因为他们会相信说神的同在就在那个饼当中，就在那酒当中。
And they differ in how that they describe that. They've got posh terms for it.
然后他们有各种美丽的词藻去形容那种所谓成圣的东西。
But what it matters is that the presence of God is manifested in the communion.
但是不管如何，我们都相信神的同在就是在他的饼里面，就是在他的杯里面。
That's why it takes a priest to handle that.
所以他们才会要一个祭司来亲自来给这种圣餐。
Not Richard.
而不是直接像我们直接找 Richard 就好。
This is where we're very different.
跟我们是很不一样。
Whereas the Pentecostals will be looking for the manifest presence of God in the gifts and in the worship. We go, oh, hallelujah, shikaraba karaba.
那我们五旬节教会的呢，所看到的就是我们比如说在敬拜中间能够经历到神，就像刚才那样。
As for me,
对我来说
I look for God everywhere.
我去哪里都要去找神。
Including the communion.
包括在我们刚才说到的圣餐里也有。
Next time when you, next week when you take the communion, expect God to manifest his presence in the bread and the wine.
下一周你们来圣餐的时候，你哪怕拿着饼，你都应该期待着神的彰显的同在就在这个饼上。
Just imagine that God is the one who hand you the bread and the wine, not one of our ushers.
你就去想象中那个把那个饼和杯递到你手上的不是我们的同工，是神亲自交到你手上的。
Hallelujah. Praise God. So God has many different ways of manifesting his presence.
所以啊，神彰显自己的方式各种各样。
So the question is, okay, whose presence?
我们的问题是谁的同在？
Is it the Holy Spirit?
是圣灵的同在？
Is it Jesus?
是耶稣的同在，
or is it the Father?
还是父神的同在？
And we all get not sure about this.
很多人都在上面有疑问。
So we say, thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
所以我每次都说，谢谢你的同在，谢谢父、子、圣灵。
So whose presence is it?
那是谁的同在呢？
And that's where church have great debates.
这个就是教会之间经常造成分裂的一些争议之处。
The traditional, the church tradition would say it is Jesus.
那传统教会说那是耶稣的同在。
And we Pentecostals say Holy Spirit.
我们五旬节教会又要说是圣灵的同在。
But whose presence is it?
那到底是谁的同在呢？
For that we will see in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, the B part.
我们来看看马太福音。28:20.
Jesus says, Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
耶稣说，看哪，我天天与你们同在，直到世代的终结。
And what does he do next?
然后他下面接着就做什么了？
He disappears.
然后他就消失了。
By ascending.
然后就升上天了。
Amen? It's a bit like, you know, Luke saying to Xin Yao,I will be with you, Xin Yao, and he goes to another country.
就像是一个丈夫对一个妻子说，我要永远和你在一起，然后第二天就飞到别的国家去了。
So Jesus said he will be with you, but then he disappears.
所以耶稣说，我天天与你们同在，然后就消失了。
Okay, and then in John 16:7, he says, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is for your advantage that I go away, and I do not go.If I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you.
约翰福音16:7说，然而我把真情告诉你们，我去对你们是有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不会到你们这里来。我若去，就差他到你们这里来。
Oh, now the Bible is a little bit more clear. Jesus said, when I go, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. So,The Holy Spirit is going to be with us.
所以啊，我们就觉得哦，现在圣经在告诉我们是耶稣得去，但是圣灵要来。
And then we Pentecostals say, Hallelujah, we agree with that, Amen.
然后我们五旬节教会的人就会说，我非常赞同这个说法 ，Amen.
But if you're from the Lutherans or the Orthodox, hold on.
但是如果你从其他的教派，比如说中正教出来的，你会说等一下。
You're still with Christ.
你还是和基督同在的。
Through the Holy Spirit.
是借着圣灵和基督同在的。
But then in Acts chapter 23, verse 11, it says, The following night, the Lord stood by him, which is Paul, and said, Take courage, for as you are, have testified to the facts about me in Jerusalem, so you will testify also in Rome.
所以我们看到在使徒行传23章11节，当夜主站在保罗旁边说，放心吧。你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。
So Paul was being persecuted and being interrogated by the religious leaders.
当时保罗是在被逼迫，在被他们的宗教领袖在追问。
But then the Bible says Jesus,
但是圣经里面却告诉我们
说 who's supposed to be in heaven,
说那个本来应该在天上的耶稣
seated on the throne,
本来是坐在神宝座右
边的耶稣 suddenly appears,
他就站在保罗旁边
standing by him,
站在保罗旁边。
And encouraged him.
然后鼓励到了他。
So Jesus wasn't lying. He was present. He is with you always.
没有撒谎，他就是跟你在同在的。
So brothers and sisters, is it the Holy Spirit? Is it Jesus? Or is it the Father?
所以弟兄姊妹，你觉得是父呢，还是子呢，还是圣灵呢？
See, that's a wrong question to ask.
这个本来就是一个错误的问题
去问的。But then the theologians really help us in their understanding.
那神学家呢，也用各种的方式来帮助我们去明白。
In what they call the Trinitarian theology, they say, whenever the Trinity does something, they do it together.
所以啊，在这个三位一体的这个认证当中，他们就说，他们三位中不管谁做了一个什么，他们是仨一起做的。
Now that's really helpful.
这个对我们很有帮助。
So in other words, it doesn't matter if it's the Holy Spirit or Jesus or the Father.
所以其实是父也好，是子也好，是圣灵也好。
According to that understanding, they're all the same.
其实都一样。
You can't separate their operations.
他们本来就不能分割出来的。
Amen. Although Jesus is in heaven,
虽然耶稣我们在圣经上读到，
但 he's also on earth.
但他也可以同时在地
上。Not because he's omnipresent, but because the Holy Spirit is with us.
不是因为他必须要以他原来的方式在地上，是因为圣灵与我们同
在。So when we encounter the Holy Spirit, we are also encountering the Father and the Son.
所以当我们与圣灵相遇的时候，我们就与子与父都相遇了。
Amen. But when we try and understand it,
但是当我们努力的去想想明白的时候，
we lose faith.
我们就开始失去信心。
So don't ask such a question anymore.
所以要再不要问这么严重的问题了。
It's a bit like asking the question.Why does the water boil in a kettle?
就好像你要问这种，为什么在烧壶水里的那个水会去开滚开？
As a scientist, I would then explain it's because it reaches 100, when it goes above 100 degrees, the pressure and everything changes and it becomes steam when it boils.
然后我们作为这个科学者的一个言论来说，哦，因为它的那个温度到了100度以上，又有各样的压力，所以这个事情就这么发生了。
And then another scientist comes on, no.
And
they argue all day long.
然后又换一个另外一个所谓的科学家来，他又说，我跟你想法不一样，我认为是这个原因。
Just like us, we argue.
他们开始争论。
No, it's Jesus.
天天就争啊
争啊。No, it's the Holy Spirit.
不是的，是耶稣。
No,
不是的，是
基督。He is the one in the wine and the bread.
哦，不是的，他在那个那个餐和饼当中。
That's not the question.
其实这个都不是问题。
The reason why the water is boiling in the kettle is because Suzanne wants a cup of tea.
为什么水要在我的壶里面会滚开呢？是因为我的妻子想喝茶。
That's the answer.
这才是答案。
So why? So the question is not so much whose presence is it?
所以我们不要争论的是，那到底是谁的同在呢？
The question should be.Why is he present?
我们的更想要了解的是他同在的原因是什么呢？
And that's what the Lord was saying to me.
这才是
The question is, why am I present?
所以神提醒我说，我们真正想知道的是为什么要同在。
Why do I want to be present with my people and my church?
为什么我想和我的人民和我的教会同在呢？
Amen. Why is the kettle boiling?
为什么那水会开呢？
It's because my wife wants a cup of tea.
因为我的妻子想喝水啊。
Why is there presence?
为什么神要同在呢？
Because there is a purpose.
因为那有目的的。
And so we go to Psalm 23, verse 4.
我们来看看诗篇二十三篇第四节。
He said, Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
第四节说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
The purpose of why God wants to manifest His presence.
神之所以想把他的那个同在彰显给你我
purpose of his presence
他的目的是
is so that he can comfort you
为了安慰你我
Amen That is the purpose
这才是目的
Hallelujah Hallelujah We worship him
所以我们敬拜主
Because he wants to comfort you
因为我们敬拜这个想要安慰我们的主
And that's why the King James quite rightly translates the Holy Spirit as the Comforter.
所以在 King James 这个版本里面，把这个圣灵翻译成安慰者。
He comforts us.
因为他可以安慰到我们。
Amen. Other presence don't comfort us.
其他的同在不一定安慰得到你。
When the devil shows up, he does not comfort you.
魔鬼的同在肯定不能安慰到你。
When your boss comes in his presence, it does not comfort you.
当你的老板来到你面前的时候，肯定没法让你得安慰的。
When the police come to you,
当警察来到你的身边的时候，
you definitely don't feel comforted.
你会也不会觉得哇，我好安慰。
When the taxman comes to you,
当一个税吏来到你面前的时候，
fear comes to you.
惧怕就来到你的里面。
Dread comes to you.
恐惧就来到你的里面。
Amen.But when God comes to you,
但是当神来到你这里时
He comes to comfort you.
他的目的是为了安慰。
Amen. But here in this verse, there's something much more profound.
但是在这个经文当中还有更深层的意思。
Many times when we see the valley of the shadow of death, we see in a very negative way.
每当我们看到死荫的幽谷这五个字的时候，我们想得特别消极。
And we want to get out of it.
我们就想快点快点从死荫的幽谷里爬出来
as fast as possible.
能爬得越快越好
And many times as Christians I quote this verse because though I'm going through a very tough time it's okay because God is with me
所以我们就经常会引用这句经文说我虽然行过死荫的幽谷、哎、但是不要害怕神都与我同在
I myself as a Pentecostal I long for God's presence
那作为五旬节的基督徒来说我确实是很向往神的
同在 But in my mind I'm thinking about worship I'm thinking about prayer I'm thinking about encounteringSomething supernatural with his presence.
但是我的头脑里只是在想的要么是敬拜啊要么是有神的恩赐的存在啊要么是有一种特别的神迹的发生。
But never do I ever think I can find God in difficulties of my life.
但是却没有去想过说我在自己最艰难的时候神可以找到我我也可以找到他。
I don't think like this. I need the presence of God. So therefore, Lord, give me some problems.
所以我也不会这么去想说是主啊我需要你来安慰我所以你给我点问题吧
Let me go through the valley of the shadow of death
让我来尝试一下什么叫死荫的幽谷
Hallelujah, please Lord
主啊给我死荫的幽谷
None of us fast and pray Give me the valley of the shadow of death
没有人会、啊、祷告也好禁食也好祷告的目的是哎呀，请给我死荫的幽谷吧
BecauseIt promises you, if you do go through it, God is with you.
因为这个里面有个应许说，如果你走进死荫的幽谷的话，神就来安慰你。
Amen. But in our minds, we see the valley of the shadow of death. We fear evil because the presence of the devil is there and the demons are tormenting me.
让我们呢一到想到死荫的幽谷的时候就想得非常消极说那里有魔鬼他们在那里要折磨我
So therefore I want to get out of there as fast as possible
说我要尽我最大能力赶紧的出来
But this is not what David is saying
但是这并不是大卫王写这个诗篇的目的
The valley of the shadow of death You don't want it But he's saying when you are there, it's not such a bad place to be.
所以这个经文是在告诉我们，是的，我们虽然不喜欢死荫的幽谷，但是如果你真的是进去了的话，你要相信这里面有。
There are some valleys and shadow of death, right? That we will experience in our life, whether you like it or not.
很多时候不是我们的选择，但是死荫的幽谷这些事情确实发生。
It will feel tough.
你会觉得很难。
It will feel dreadful.
你会觉得很害怕。
David is saying to you, it's not such a bad place.
但是大卫王在跟你说，其实也没有那么糟糕。
So we as Christians don't look at these things in a negative way.
所以我们基督徒不要把死荫的幽谷当成一个极其消极的。
But let's see as the baby sees it.
我们要以像一个婴儿的眼光来
看这个。 Is it something that the baby cries, I don't want to go there, but it's part of life?
就像一个婴儿刚出生的说，哎呀，我也不想出生啊，但是没办法，这就是生活。
It's part of life.
然后就开始哭泣。
It's part of life.
这是没办法的生活，不是我选的。
But when you are there,
但是当你真的已经进入死荫幽谷，
God promises.
神确实给了你应许。
That he is there.
他说他也在那里。
Amen. You're not there to be destroyed. You're there to meet with God.
你不是在死荫的幽谷去被打败仗的，你是去死荫的幽谷遇见神的。
And how does God comfort you, my friends?
所以神是怎么来安慰你的呢？
Brothers and sisters,
神弟兄姊妹们，
with His staff and His rod.
神用的方式是他的杖和他的竿。
With His rod, you will see how He destroys your enemy before you.
那你要是想看到他拿的杖呢，他是对敌人的，是在你面前打你敌人的。
You will see how he overcomes the problems that seem so impossible.
神让你看到那些不可解决的问题，神是怎么帮你解决的。
Things are threatening you on a daily basis. Things are giving you fear.
那些每天都给你惧怕，每天都让你感到威胁的这些事情。
But his rod will sort that out.
神的杖就会帮你把这问题解决了。
Amen. His rod has authority.
神的竿呢有权柄，他的杖有权柄。
When he removes your giant,
可以让你生命中的巨人可以走掉。
It comforts your heart.
让你的心得安慰。
That's why the Holy Spirit is also translated as the helper.
所以圣灵还有一个翻译叫做
someone
帮助者。
Who reinforces things? Someone who fights wars for you.
是因为有一个
帮助, battles for you.
有一个帮助者，他来帮你来打仗,
but it's all in order to comfort you.
但其目的都是为了安慰你。
The other comfort is from his staff.
那还有一种安慰呢，叫做你的竿。
The staff is for his sheep.
竿呢是给群羊用的。
It is how God will correct us.
是神能够帮助我们走回正道的。
Bring us back from sin.
让我们从罪恶中又走回正道
的。It's how he will sanctify us.
他怎么样让我们成圣
的？Correct us.
让我们纠正我们的。
In order to deliver us.
为的是让我们能够得释放。
And in that deliverance and healing.
在那个释放和医治当中。
Is where we also find comforting.
也是我们得安慰之时。
So the Holy Spirit as a comforter.
所以圣灵是安慰者。
He's also there to help to correct things in you.
那他同时也是我们的帮助者，也是我们的纠正者。
To edify you.
为了让我们能够得建造。
To bring you back when you've lost your ways in life.
能够在我们走偏几路的时候，把我们带回正道来。
So therefore, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
The valley of the shadow of death is not such a bad place.
死荫的幽谷也没有那么差的。
Not only do you find His presence,
不光是你在那里还能够与神经历同在。
But His purpose is for His rod and His staff to comfort you.
但是他的真正的目的是让你经历到神的杖和竿都可以安
慰你。How many of you want that comfort?
你想要这样经历这样的安慰吗？
I want that comfort.
我想经历这样的安慰。
I want His presence.
我想经历这样的同在。
So brothers and sisters, why not?We pray,
弟兄姊妹们,
we seek after him.
我们这样子的来寻求主。
And let's get rid of this image of God's presence is coming to punish us, to catch us out.
所以千万不要有一个错误的认知，而神的同在来了，他是想抓我的错误的，是来批评我，来惩罚我的。
I better not go to church while his presence might judge me.
哎呀，我最好不要去教会啊，神的同在在教会太大了，到时候还来审判我。
I might get run over by a car.
我搞不好出去就出车祸被撞了。
Because I'm so unworthy.
因为我不配得。
No.
错的。
You encounter his presence because he wants to comfort you.
你在神的同在中只为一个目的，神想安慰你。
So let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, comfort us.
主啊，你来安慰我们。
We want your presence.
我们想让你的同在。
Manifest your presence.
你来彰显你的同在。
Father, I just pray that all fears are removed from our midst.
主啊，我们祷告所有的惧怕都会被挪去。
And that we want to embrace your presence.
主啊，我们想在你的同在中拥抱你。
In our prayers, in our worship.
主啊，在我们的祷告和我们的敬拜中。
In our communion.
在我们的圣餐中。
In our fellowship.
在我们的团契中。
Even, Lord, in our hard times.
还包括在我们的苦难中。
The valley of the shadow of death.
哪怕是在死荫的幽谷当中。
I will not fear evil.
主啊，我们都不害怕。
For your presence.
因为你的同在。
Is with me.
和我们一起。
And your staff and rod, they comfort me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's all stand.
Because of your presence surrounding me, gentle shepherd, I love you. Because of your presence surrounding me,Shepherd, I love.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of death.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, I will never be afraid. Because of your presence surroundingGentle shepherd, I love you.
Yea, though I walk.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, I will never be afraid. Because of your presence around meGentle shepherd, I love you.
You are the shepherd.
You are the shepherd of my soul. You are the strength of my heart. You lead me beside the still waters, restoring my heart and my soul.
Let's lift up our hands.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, I will never be afraid. Because of your presence surrounding me, gentle shepherd,You are the strength of my heart. You lead me beside the still waters, restoring my heart and my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, I will never. Because of your presence surrounding me, gentle shepherd, I love you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, I will never be afraid. Because of your presence surrounding me, gentle shepherd, I love you.
我要思想，
我要思想，静静依 心之爱，你救主，耶稣，你的爱我愿意，我要永远属于你，心之相近。
Open your hearts.
让我们打开我们的心。
His presence is here.
他的同在就在这里。
He wants to bring comfort.
他想来安慰你。
Healing.
想医治。
Deliverance.
想释放。
To encourage.
想鼓励。
To give you faith.
想给你信心。
To edify.
来建造你。
We believe that.
我们相信。
This is His nature.
这就是神的本性。
This is God's character.
这是神的性格。
He is good.
他是良善。
He's our good shepherd.
他是我们的牧者。
So in Jesus' name.
所以奉耶稣的名。
We command.
我们命令。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Every work of the enemy will flee from our lives.
所有敌人的工作都会被粉碎。
And with the rod of Christ.
我们知道神。
They are driven away from us.
已经把用他的杖和杆把他赶走了。
And in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We release, we loosen.
我们释放的该释放的
love of God upon our lives.
神你的爱在我们的生命当中
We open our hearts
我们打开我们的心
To receive living God
领受你给我们的
To receive His correction
去来领受你给我们的纠正
To receive His works
领受你在我们身上的
To receive His touch
去领受你对我们的触摸
Heal our hearts, Lord
医治我们的心
Heal our minds, Lord.
医治我们的意念主啊。
Heal our bodies, Lord.
医治我们的身体。
Heal our family, Lord.
医治我们的家人。
Heal our broken heart.
医治我们破碎的心。
Heal our situation.
医治我们现在的环境。
Heal our children.
医治我们的孩子。
We desperately need you.
主啊，我们如此迫切的需要。
We need your staff.
我们需要你的杖。
We need your rod.
我们需要你的杆。
To comfort us.
来安慰我们。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just want to encourage you as you are standing there
当你站在这里时候
with your eyes closed
当你闭着眼睛的时候
just cry out to God, Lord
你的心呼求向主
I need your rod and a staff
说主啊我们需要你
to comfort me
来帮助我们
to bring changes in my life
来成为我生命的改变
Let the presence of God grant you
让神的同在
Let the presence of God come.
让神的同在在你面前。
Let the great, almighty Comforter come.
让那最伟大的安慰者到你这来。
Let Him bring peace and shalom to your life.
让他把平安带给你。
To my life and yours.
给我的生命，给你的生命。
Lord, we thank you, Jesus.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just allow God a few moments.
准许神一些时间。
Take this home with you.
把这个感受带回家。
Let the Holy Spirit work in your life.
让圣灵在你生命中做工作。
Let Him bring glory to Jesus through your life.
让圣灵把耶稣基督的荣耀带到你的生命中
间。Let the valley of the shadow of death be part of your testimony.
让死荫的幽谷变成你的见证。
That you can tell others.
让你可以告诉其他人。
I met with Jesus there.
我在死荫的幽谷与基督相遇。
My shepherd.
我与我的牧者。
My love.
我的所爱。
He's there.
他就在那里。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
感谢耶稣基督。
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 感谢主。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let the rivers flow.
Those people online,
那些在网上的弟兄姊妹们，
this word is for you today.
今天这个话是对你说的。
You may have come across us the first time.
你也许是第一次听到。
But the Lord is speaking to you.
但是主在对你说话。
You've been searching for the word that is comforting.
你一直在找那安慰的话语。
You always wonder what is the primary purpose of God's presence.
你一直在问这个问题，神同在的目的是什么？
And you're so confused in your mind.
你一直你的头脑也很混淆。
Why do I need to seek His presence?
为什么我要这样去寻求神的同在？
Because God wants to touch you.
因为神想要触摸你。
Want to reassure you.
想你保证。
That your life is not going to end.
你的生命不会结束。
It will carry on.
它会继续。
It will continue.
会继续。
Even if you try to kill yourself,
就算你想要自己伤害自己，
it will not end.
都不会结束。
But God has a plan.
因为神有计划。
And has a purpose.
有一个目的。
And that's why the enemy wants to destroy you.
所以你的敌人想要毁坏你。
So today, shut that voice in your mind.
今天关闭那个声音。
Rebuke that thought.
斥责那样的想法。
Go in Jesus' name.
去用奉耶稣基督的名。
But rather open your heart.
但是来打开你的心。
And let the Spirit of God encounter you.
让神的灵与你相遇。
So that you know that life is indeed worth living.
让你知道生命是值得的。
Life has been tough for you.
虽然生活很困难。
But God has never left you.
但是神却从来没
离弃过。Even in days when you did not know Him.
就在你还不认识他的时候都没离弃。
He is with you.
神都同你。
And He's always been with you.
神也一直与同在。
For He knows you by name.
他知道你的名字。
He knows about your son.
他还知道你的儿子。
He knows about every situation about you.
他也知道你的环境。
He knows your broken dreams.
他知道你一些破碎的梦想。
He knows your expectation.
他也知道你的期待。
Come to His staff.
到神的杖这里来。
Come to His rod.
到神的杆这里来。
And let the comforter comfort you.
这位安慰者亲自来安慰你。
It's what the Lord is telling you, my friend.
因为这是神想对你说的话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
I rebuke the devourer.
我斥责。
I rebuke the deceptor.
我斥责这个欺骗者。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Father, set our brothers and sisters free.
主啊，你来释放我们弟兄姊妹们。
Free Lord,
让他们得自由。
Every deception of the enemy,
从敌人的各种欺骗当
中 that try to kill, steal, and destroy our lives,
从那偷盗者、那毁坏者的身上得自由。
But we yield to the great, mighty one.
主啊，你是那最伟大的主。
The great Holy Spirit,
你是那圣灵、伟大的圣灵。
He is the voice of the Jesus to us.
你会讲到耶稣的声音给我们听。
That He will give us life.And life more abundantly.
主会给我们生命，还让我们的生命更丰盛。
So we rebuke the voice of the enemy.
我们斥责敌人的声音。
And we forbid him.
我们也禁止。
To come any closer into our lives.
他在我们的生命中有任何的。
We shut every door.
我们关闭所有的门。
And we release ourselves into the presence of God.
释放我们自己到神。
We open our hearts to His goodness.
我们打开我们的心来向他的良善。
To His mercy.
因为主是良善恩慈。
To His love for our lives.
还有他对我们的爱。
Not only for our lives, but for our children.
不光是为了我们自己，也是我们的孩子
们。For our family.
我们的家人。
For all the ones that we are dear to us.
还有那些我们所亲爱的宝贝的人。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Be blessed.Be seated. If you need prayer, come forward. Today's service is over. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
敬拜耶稣